KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Okay, KQ4WJT. How's it going?
How are the roads?
They're pretty much dry. I mean, there's a couple ice spots here and there, trees across the road occasionally, but it's all good. I haven't made it 25 yet. I actually pulled over because I thought I had a branch or something stuck up under the truck, but I think it might be ice build up somewhere under the wheel well, like behind the plastic or something.
Possible, the way it was sitting for a few days. Well, someone here wants to say hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hope you have a good day.
Okay, with third party traffic. All right. Excuse me. Be careful out there. And we'll talk to you later. We'll see you this evening. Probably at the house or at your place. Be careful. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Bye, Daddy.
Sounds good. We'll see you later, Ada. Well, yeah, let me know if you need anything. KQ4WJT, clear.
AW4FCM, yep, son. I'm listening. Morning, Shane. Thank you, son.
Yep, that's my youngest son, Seth. How are you today?
Hey, I'm very well. Vertical, and that's good. Not going out on the ice, though, so it's getting better. Maybe today, 40 degrees more, but it'll be gone.
Look forward to that when it's all gone. Do you ever lose your power and get to use your generator?
What a disappointment. I was waiting to hear. Not a single time. Pretty selfish, you know, but nope, just sat there and never needed it.
Say, I'm glad you didn't lose your power because my oldest son lives right around the corner from me, and if you lost your power, he'd probably lose his power too. And his three daughters, you know, I've got three granddaughters living with him there.
But I'm glad we didn't. Yeah, Duke Power did a good job, so no complaints. Nice to have it, not need, so I carry concealed. I've done that for 10 years, never needed it, but for the have it, not need it, the need it, not have it.
We got to use our generator for a couple of days. We don't have the whole home generator, but I've got a portable one that will run everything we need, including our heat, so it was nice.
This 22K Generac just sitting there. It's a thing of beauty. Looks like a small ice chest out there. Pretty big and a little noisy, but we get what we need it. Yeah, we spend our days in Africa without power enough, so enough of those days. Cold showers, no more. W4FCM.
The source of electricity is a thing of beauty nowadays, isn't it?
Well, sure, what a big day, big deal, but I'm not sure I could take it now. I guess I've softened to W4FCM.
You get pretty spoiled, but there are times you do what you have to do. All right, Fred. Glad you're doing well. Good to hear you this morning. We'll talk to you later. W4FCM and 4ZLK.
Thank you, Shane. And 4ZLK, W4FCM signing and listening. KU4FDI, W4FCM, Jonathan, you on? Jim, I'm going to head to the shower a little bit. Put him on or not?
WJD, KE4, Wiley. OM clear and listen.
4WJT, did someone just get my call sign up?
WJD walked away from the transceiver there. You might have been talking to me. KE4YOM.
Didn't quite catch it there. I'm mobile right now. I wasn't sure if you were calling me or not.
KE4YOM over here in Easley. We're calling out to KQ4WJD. Have I got a good signal?
Got you there. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. I think you may have said D there, but not sure if you're reaching out to me or someone else.
WJT as in Tango. Got you right. I had a D as in dog. Anyway, I was going to tell you a quick little story. You said something to your, I think it was your daughter or son with the other station there. When you said, I love you, I wanted to tell you a quick little story that I'll make it real quick. If you're mobile, you might not want to be distracted. I don't know. Go ahead. KE4YOM.
Go for it.
Mitchell County, North Carolina is on a local repeater, and we just had a club meeting. And there was a couple married couple, and they were in separate vehicles, and they were just lovey-dovey each other, sweet this and sweet that. And it went on for about 5 or 10 minutes. And Then there was silence. And heard somebody, never identified themselves, it's just a sucking kiss. I won't try to duplicate it, just on the air. And I know that a lot of the humor's lost, but I thought you might get a grin out of that.
Yeah, I'm laughing over here. That's pretty good. You know, I'm perfectly okay with doing that with my daughter. She's 4. But I don't really foresee myself doing that with my wife over there, and I don't think she'd appreciate that.
It was so lovey-dovey. They were at the meeting, you know, and everybody knew who it was. Of course, they recognized the call sign, of course. But anyway, it got kind of ankle deep there for a little bit. Somebody just come on there. I think I knew who it was, but I never did question to try to find out. Just give about a 2 or 3 second long sucking kiss. And then there was silence. They didn't reply or say anything.
Yeah, you know, they were laughing at it. And I'm sure everyone else listening, just like you, found the humor in that for sure.
Well, the name here is Chris, and what's yours?
This is Seth, Sierra Echo Tango Hotel.
I haven't been very active in recent years, but I might sort of get back active again. So you take care, and good to talk to you for a short. Be careful out there on the roads, and this is KE4YOM. I'll be clear after you, Seth.
Thanks for chiming in there. Hope you have a good day. KQ4WJT.